Judge Jeanine Pirro.
She's the outspoken host.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is dominating the headlines right now.
This is the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show on 77 WABC. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
4:00 and welcome everyone to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Happy Sunday, everyone, on this April 11th of 2021. I'm actually live from the Sunshine State of Florida this Sunday. A lot of movement and events happening here with the Republican National Committee, their annual spring retreat. And as always, we are armed and ready to serve justice with all my great listeners here on Talk Radio 77 WABC and all listening to our stream on the WABCradio.com and on the 77 WABC mobile app. Now, I want to make sure I hear from you, too, in just a little bit. We're going to take your calls right here on the Friends of the Court hotline. You know the number. It's 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. Make sure you give us a call and share your thoughts. We've got a lot going on. The world is getting crazier than ever. We're also going to reveal the results of last week's question of the week in just a few minutes. But there is so much that's been happening in this world this week. Everything from immigration to Joe Biden saying the Second Amendment is not absolute to crime in New York literally going through the roof. But first, we have a lot to cover here on the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show, and I will get right to my opening statement. You know, Joe Biden this week came out and he said that he's not going to do anything to infringe on the Second Amendment rights, but at the same time, he said that the Second Amendment is not absolute, which I found rather curious, seeing as the Second Amendment is pretty absolute in the Supreme Court's mind, pretty absolute on the Founding Fathers' mind. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed upon, but Joe either doesn't understand language very well or is in a position where he thinks we're, you know, just stupid enough to buy what he's saying. The truth is that the Second Amendment is absolute, that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed upon. We have, as people, as citizens, the right to protect ourselves. And I want you to think about the world that we're living in right now. We've got crime that is going through the roof. And just this week, Bozo de Blasio was confronted by a mother, a Brooklyn mom, who witnessed a shooting with her four-year-old as she was walking down the street in broad daylight. And last night, a 12-year-old was shot in Bed-Stuy. The kid was just walking down the street. So I think we've got some sound this morning of Mayor de Blasio being confronted by the Brooklyn mom when she tries to get an answer from him. Remember, he is the mayor of the biggest city in the United States, and he is in charge of law enforcement. Let's take a listen. Do we have the sound, guys?
All of a sudden, he turned and ran in. Shots were fired. And I was right there as it happened. I'm happy my four-year-old got in the house, and they found bullet casings right by where I was standing, in addition to other places on the block. Two bystanders were injured, although they were, I think, around the corner, so I didn't actually see them. I didn't actually see the people who were shot. And I want to just, you know, I live in right below the parade grounds on Prospect Park on 18th and Caton. And I know gun violence has increased in our area. This is in broad daylight, 4 p.m. And, you know, I've thought about this and I want to know what's being done.
And I think we have Mayor or Bozo de Blasio's response. Do we not, guys?
Nicole, first of all, as a parent, I'm feeling what you're saying very deeply, and it must have been terrifying. And You know, a parent's first instinct, obviously, is anything to protect their children. So I'm very, very sorry you went through that. And I'm sure it was very upsetting. One of the worst parts of it, on top of all the pain and of all the illness from COVID, we also saw more gun violence. And I think it comes back to this horrible combination of things we saw. No, people didn't have jobs, and almost a million people lost their jobs. Schools were closed. Houses of worship were closed. Things really were falling apart. I believe this fundamentally. This year is going to be very, very different because we're going in the reverse direction, thank God. The city is coming back. Jobs are coming back.
You know what? I got to tell you, the more I listen to that, the angrier I get. The mayor is responding to a woman who has been traumatized by literally being caught up in a shooting where she had to grab her four-year-old in broad daylight and then afterwards realizes that the gun casings are on the sidewalk right near where she and her four-year-old were. And this mayor says, you know what, you know, it's all the illness from COVID, so we've got more gun violence. You know, schools are closed, houses of worship are closed. First of all, are you stupid? I know you're stupid. I'm not even going to ask the question anymore. Are you stupid? Do you think that people are shooting each other because the schools are closed, or are they shooting each other because we're defunding the police? We've demoralized the police. We have literally changed the rules so they're afraid to make an arrest. If they do make an arrest, they've got to be afraid of being sued. They now don't have qualified immunity. They've been told to stand down. The criminals have been emboldened. They're walking around with guns in their waistbands. They're not afraid of anybody. They know they're going to be bailed as soon as they're brought in. They know all they have to do is make a complaint against the police officer who arrested them. And they are absolutely immune from any consequence, whereas we, the public, are in fear of the criminal. This mayor has got to go. I mean, thank God he's coming up against, you know, his last year. Schools are closed because you're an idiot. Houses of worship are closed because you are threatening people who even want to attend funerals. And the facts are clear. The states that have had closed down have more COVID than the states that were open. You're responsible, de Blasio, and you, Cuomo, for closing down this state, for making all of us suffer, not be with our relatives who were dying because Cuomo made them die by putting COVID-infected patients in with non-infected patients. You, de Blasio, have threatened the Jewish community especially, and you're complaining that houses of worship are being closed and that's why people are shooting each other. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're worse than an idiot. You're stupid. You don't belong in New York City. You are incapable of running this city. The illness from COVID is the reason we have more gun violence. We have more gun violence because you're a leftist, because you're the kind of leader who, in fact, supports more gun violence by taking away people's ability to defend and to protect themselves. And that's my opening statement here on the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. And up here next on the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation show, I want to talk about immigration and how that all plays into the issue of crime and the issue of their taking our guns away. Plus, your chance to vote your thoughts and voice your thoughts. We open up the Friends of the Court hotline coming up right here on Talk Radio WABC. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September 11, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home, young children are left behind. Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect the policies or positions of WABC Radio, its management, or its sponsors.
Tipping the scales when all else fails. The Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Make do good. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. Welcome back, everyone, to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. A special shout out as well for those of you joining us via our live stream on the 77 mobile app and on WABCRadio.com streaming worldwide. Now, you know, we've got to factor immigration into this crime issue and into their attempt to take our guns away. Now, let's think about it. Last month, we had 170,000 individuals come to our border. That's 70,000 more in March than the 100,000 that came in February. So between February and March, we had 250,000 people come through our borders. Now, when I was at the border, Border Patrol tells me that number that we see coming through at the checkpoint reflects one third of the number coming through, that there are others coming through that don't want to go through a checkpoint. And then we're talking about the cartels, the drugs, the heroin. America gets 90% of its heroin through the southern border. Fentanyl, the kind of drug that can take out a city. We are dealing with drug trafficking, human trafficking, child trafficking, the kind of crimes that can destroy a nation. And so now we are letting people into this country and we have no idea who they are. So what we've got to try to figure out is, as crime is increasing in the United States, we have to figure out what we're going to do about people coming in whose backgrounds we know nothing about. And this week, we knew that there were two terrorists from Yemen who came through. We know that there were MS-13 gang members who came through. We know that individuals from 141 countries came through our southern border. This is a change of the United States, and it is the kind of surge that no country in history has been able to maintain. So our job right now is to try to figure out how we're going to protect ourselves. Forget about even paying for the individuals. It's costing us $60 million a week to house these people. Do you believe that? $60 million to house these people. They're not citizens. They're not even people who've got a visa to be here. The people who are waiting in line, the people who spent years waiting for visas, the people who have tried and gotten lawyers and done everything they're supposed to do, they're in the back of the line. Whereas at our southern border, everyone is coming through. And they're just saying, let me in. I want to be a part of America's cornucopia of blessings, whether it's food, education, medication, housing. We're providing all of it. And we're doing it at a time when we've got 10 million Americans out of work. All right, let's go to the Friends of the Court hotline. I want to hear from you. 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. Now, I understand we have a call from New Jersey. Welcome to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers hotline.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Judge Jeanine. Thank you so much for taking my call. And thank you so much for telling the truth with our government. I'm 72 years old, and I'm from the old school. And the old saying, the wool has been pulled over our eyes for years, and now we're starting to find out the truth. I live in New Jersey, and I have called numerous government offices to ask them a simple question. Is New Jersey a sanctuary state? And one call, the person that answered the phone, when I asked her that question, she says, well, what do you mean by sanctuary? Yes. I'm not going to say the office because I had a tracking device put on my car I found 2 years ago, and I have a police report about it. And I'm trying to find out what this tracking device is. And because I spoke out to government agencies and told them I wasn't rude or threatening or anything like that, and it was in the same time frame that I found a tracking device on my car.
Right. Well, honestly, I really think that this kind of thing needs to be called out. I mean, you know, anyone could call a government office, and if they can't answer the question, well, they shouldn't be in the government. But let me just say, New Jersey is a sanctuary state. Sanctuary state policies were implemented by Governor Phil Murphy and his administration, and they have literally handcuffed the ability of New Jersey's dedicated law enforcement officers to keep the state safe. Now, you know, when President Trump came to visit New Jersey, he highlighted some of the cases where an illegal alien was arrested and temporarily jailed in August for the alleged rape of a 13-year-old girl. And instead of honoring a request to hold this guy for transfer for federal immigration officials for deportation, the accused child rapist was released by the Cumberland County Jail back into the community. And the public outrage followed. But what we're seeing is, on the part of the officials who are running our government, the Democrats believe in sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, and you can tell the diss on the phone when she said, what do you mean by sanctuary? Tell her she doesn't belong in that job. She doesn't deserve to get a check. You pay her salary, and if she can't answer the question, get the hell out of the office. But that's just me. Sanctuary allows criminals to rest easy if they're illegal, if they're from another country, and they commit a crime. They're not going to be deported. So who is at risk now? I'll tell you who's at risk. The American citizen is at risk. The taxpaying citizen is working hard, who's desperate to go back to work, and now is got to compete with the illegals who are coming through the southern border at a time when 10 million are out of work. We now have to, as Americans, compete now for jobs with those individuals who are going to come in and, you know, take the jobs that Americans are now willing to take. This is an outrage. Anyway, let's go to Richard from Queens.
Hello.
Hi, Richard. Talk to me.
All right. Opening the borders during a pandemic, this has to be a first in government health policy. And I think it's the most impeachable thing I've ever heard in my lifetime. I don't hear anyone calling for impeachment. I mean, Trump, just for a phone call, they were yelling about it. I don't understand how he can justify it to anyone. Nobody opens borders during a pandemic.
Oh, that, I got to tell you, that is a very interesting statement, that if that's not impeachable, what is? That opening the borders during a pandemic when we've got, and by the way, do you realize, and I was down at the border, they are not testing anyone for COVID. Those groups that are, those non-government groups that are actually testing, are finding that 10% have COVID. And by the way, you've seen the pictures, not that Joe Biden is willing to let you see them. You've seen the pictures of these kids. They're all under these tinfoil, whatever they are, sheets. And they're on top of each other. And now there's talk of child abuse, of rape. And you know that they're spreading that pandemic and they're spreading the COVID. And then they're just sending them into the interior of the United States to a town or village near you. These kids are going to be going to schools with our kids, with our grandchildren. This is lunacy. Anyway, thanks for bringing that up. That is impeachable. Let's go to Raj from Manhattan. Raj, welcome to WABC.
Oh, Dad. Hello. Regarding crime, there's no doubt about it.
the rise in crime in New York City, for example, it's because of the lax laws, and you could blame squarely whatever's going on no one but the mayor. The mayor maybe is doing it deliberately. In fact, the mayor and the governor have one thing in common. They've read Machiavelli's Prince, you know, and therefore they're following those laws vis-a-vis humanity. Maybe they're sadistic.
Yep, yep. Well, there's no question, Raj. The prince, the end justifies the means. And the end for them is a socialist state. The end for them is a place where, you know, the government takes care of people with a pittance, and that's why they want to keep locking us down. That's why they want to be able to control us. You know, fear is a very, very it allows people to keep us under control. It is an incredible leverage point. And Raj, Manhattan, unfortunately, along with the loss of the tax base, the loss of businesses, the increase in crime, I don't know that Manhattan can come back. I wanted to, but who knows? Let's go to Gail from Staten Island.
Good morning, Janine. I love your opening and closing statements, and here's mine. I've seen so many intelligent, articulate, young conservatives of all colors and ethnic backgrounds on Fox and Newsmax. Why can't they get together on a venue that could reach the masses? You know what? Stop trying to change our country and telling us how bad we are as Americans as we watch everyone crawling, swimming, and climbing to get here. I don't get it.
Well, you know, it's true. You know, and you've got these individuals who are coming. I mean, they're crossing through countries from the Northern Triangle, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and then go through Mexico. And then, you know, they don't want to swear allegiance to the United States. And when I was a judge, one of the things that I would do is I would swear them into go to naturalization hearings and then swear them in as new citizens. And they would have to swear allegiance to the Constitution. They would have to swear allegiance to the United States. And they were happy to do it. You name any nationality. These people worked hard to get here. They got lawyers. They worked hard to learn the language, the Constitution, the history of the United States. And yet we let people in from the southern border who hate our country. They don't want to raise the flag of the United States. They want to demonize the United States. But God forbid you try to send them back to their home country. They'll kick and scream because they don't want to go back. And yet they come here, live the good life, and then want to trash us. Well, we're going to come back to your calls in a minute. But first, folks, I want you to really pay attention to what I'm going to tell you about a very important organization to me. It's Delta Rescue. In speaking with founder Leo Grillo, I learned he's a very compassionate guy who left Hollywood to save animals who were abandoned or born in the wilderness. With so much going on in the world, it's refreshing to hear about a staff just dedicated to animals. I love animals, and I'm sure many of you do as well. Did you know that it's estimated that more than 2 million animals are killed in pounds each year, and there are no numbers for those abandoned in parks and the wilderness? The numbers are outrageous. They're not hypocrites. They don't rescue and kill the animals. They care for them for life. The staff that works there speaks so highly of the organization, stating the animals are so fortunate to live there. They are loved and cared for the rest of their lives, no matter their condition. Their right to life. They don't abort the animals. They let them have their family and provide them with the best care and have an animal hospital right there 365 days a year. Delta Rescue relies solely on donations from people like you and me. No tax money. Delta has tax savings estate planning. Grow your estate while letting your compassion for animals live on well into the future. From one animal lover to another, I know you'll be impressed and connected with this amazing organization. Go to deltarescue.org/Piro today. That's deltarescue.org/Piro.
Tipping the scales when all else fails. The Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Judge Jeanine Pirro. on the Sunday morning Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. No one else. It's just little old me. So I think they're going to change that. But are you ready to diversify your investments? Gold is predicted to hit $3,000 in the next year. Under the last Democrat president, gold went from $700 to $1,900 in 2 years. That's almost 300% growth. What better way to be protected from imminent tax hikes under our president than with gold? Monetary Gold, a precious metal company focusing on helping savers set up self-directed IRAs. They only offer IRS-approved precious metals. Pick up the phone right now for a free gold guide. Call 888-204-2141. Monetary Gold will help you take advantage of a sound investment strategy and help diversify your portfolio. In business for over 20 years, Monetary Gold has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and is accredited with Consumer Affairs. Precious metals are the place where people turn when things are looking unsteady. Call Monetary Gold at 888-204-2141. Get your free gold guide today, 888-204-2141. All right, happy Sunday, everyone, and welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. And for those with Alexa smart home speakers, you can tune in as well by simply saying, Alexa, enable the 77 WABC skill. And I always want to hear from you all. Make sure to call the Friends of the Court hotline at 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. The judge's verdict and our question of the week is coming up here in moments as well. But let's head back to the phone line. Let's go to Max. Max from New York City.
Yes, hello, Jeanine. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Okay, this part of the big fault here lies in the collapse of society and wanting to collapse society. If you look at de Blasio, he's trying to make smoking pot in the street legal. He's trying to make prostitution legal. Can you imagine how I cannot imagine how many fathers want to see their sons hanging out in the street smoking pot and that the kids themselves think it's cool. I cannot imagine how the Can you imagine how the girls, the young girls, can hang out in the street thinking that prostitution is cool and legal? This will become part of the American fabric if this continues. And
I agree with you, Max. You know, it's almost like, you know, society lowering its standards, and it's continuing to do that. I mean, you know, smoking pot on the streets is no better than drinking booze on the streets. Okay, and the acceptance, which really starts on television and in movies and Hollywood, is a situation that allows young people to assume that it's okay and it's cool. And, you know, my worry about pot, and, you know, I'm a former prosecutor and a judge, and obviously I have a different background in terms of my image and my the context that I see drugs. Is that, you know, it's going to cause problems at work. It's going to cause problems on an assembly line. You know, if you're working and you've got to get X, Y, and Z done, I mean, you're going to be able to complete your work. And, you know, it goes hand in hand with the socialist mentality that, you know, you don't need to really go to work. You make a little money, you know, lay around, enjoy yourself. It's almost like de Blasio. The guy doesn't really go to work. He gets up late. He goes to the gym. He walks around. The guy doesn't have a clue. But it is our whole culture that's being dumbed down, and it's contributing to everything. Let's go to Ryan from Pearl River in New Jersey.
Jeanine, you're heard all over the universe. And because of open borders, every enemy of America has their people inside here. And we talk about the criminals in the street. You got to remember, I identified this years ago. The people want to destroy this country. These are their warriors in the street. You can't say, why do they let them out? They let them out. There's a reason why. They want to make you uncomfortable in your own country, which is America. and they don't care how they get here, whether they're here legally or they come in through the borders or their visas expire or they're just American bred criminals. They want to make you uncomfortable and drive you out of a lot of the states so the hard left can control it. They want to legalize drugs in America. They start with marijuana. That's a nail in the coffin in this country. It will not change the fabric of this country. It will destroy this country. And because also you got to remember the politicians and their kids use drugs. That's why they want to legalize it. And unless we get a handle on immigration legally, ending it, also ending illegal immigration, we can put military bases on the border, we can put military on the border, visa applications, country with visa violations, lose those privileges. We can systematically remove people from the country who are in the country illegally in our prison system, telling those countries, no, you're taking them back after they do their time.
But Ryan, that's exactly what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump said, you're taking them back, and if you don't take them back, I'm not giving you the money that you get all the time. You're taking your people back. You know, Donald Trump is the guy who said to Mexico, to Obrador, you keep them in Mexico, they can await their hearing, their asylum hearing. He said to the Northern Triangle companies, countries, you take them back or you're not getting the money. Now, what Biden wants to do is he wants to pay people to not come here. So he wants to pay individuals to not come here. So in addition to $60 million just to house them every week, we've got $2 billion that they're putting aside for the illegals. And now they want to, in New York State, give an average of $16,000 to every illegal because that illegal is out of work. Have we lost our minds? Have we gone crazy? I live in New York. I'm tired of paying the taxes that I pay. I'm tired of the real estate taxes on my house. And now the New York State gets bailed out and that by the federal government, and now they want to raise our taxes by $4 billion, and now they want to raise our taxes again so I can pay for illegals who don't work, where most of us work 4 or 5 months before we can even take a penny of our salary. This is lunacy. Anyway, I'm sorry to go off on that, but Jeff, you know, or Ryan from Pearl River, you hit the nail on the head. Kevin from the Upper West Side, hit it.
Yeah, hi. I'm just wondering whether we're just preaching to the converted, but what do we have to do? We need some massive marches on Washington Wall, et cetera, to counteract these policies that are just basically criminal. These people are criminals that are enacting these policies.
Well, you know, what are we going to do? We've got Joe Biden elected. Think about it. I'm in New York. De Blasio is the mayor. Cuomo is the governor. Joe Biden is the president. George Soros is funding DAs all over the country so that they can say, you know, we're not even going to prosecute low-level crime. And, you know, bail is a perfect example of a racist system. So if you beat someone with a baseball bat, we'll let you go out on bail. We won't even set bail. That way you can threaten them, stalk them, and make sure they never testify against you. I mean, this is lunacy. We had a president who mattered, who made a difference. And, you know, we can protest all we want. The only protest that matters is the one at the ballot box. And unfortunately, you know, we've got a few steps we got to take before we can get that straightened out, too. Let's go to Jimmy from Throgs next. Jimmy, welcome to WABC.
Janine, you're the only person I will interrupt my breakfast to talk to you because you are unbelievable. You tackle these subjects, you put them up there, and you identify what's going on. People have to know that. You don't sugarcoat things. I know it's a cliche, but it's true. Ryan from Pearl River did hit the bullseye when he was speaking. But we have to remember now, they've basically now for the last 60 years, they've changed the voters in America through immigration. You support legal immigration? Well, then you support building the Democratic Party, the hard left of the Democratic Party, which is a front for the establishment. Phony conservatives are also a front for the establishment. The establishment, it doesn't believe in borders, couldn't care less. This doesn't affect them. They live in their gated communities. They have the special security forces. They hire ex-Navy SEALs and everything to protect them. They're in private schools. Their kids get the best education they want. Most of the kids are drug addicts, too. We know they fall to it. They're not immune from our society, but they're protected from the bad elements in it. So it's up to the American people. Take your choice. You go back 25 years and say, and everyone call in and say you apologize for not supporting Pat Buchanan for president, because by doing so, by ripping this man and destroying this man when he was correctly identifying what was going on 25 years ago, and you extrapolate into the future, the man was 100% correct, and it's true. The voters.
I think I lost him. Did we lose him? I think we lost him. Well, I couldn't agree more. I got to tell you, I could not agree more. I don't know why we lost him, but let's keep going to Charlie from Hell's Kitchen. Let's hear from Charlie. Welcome to WABC.
Well, welcome, Janine. I'm glad to hear you. I'm glad to talk to you. Great. I love your show every Saturday night. I'll blow up your opening statement. Terrific. I just want to say in refutation of some of the previous callers who said we should impeach Biden, that's not the right path to go. We shouldn't do what they did to Trump in the Senate, because there's not 67 votes in the Senate to remove President Biden from office. And even if there were, that would only leave us with President Kamala Harris, which would give us no better a result. We've got to work
Hang on, Charlie. Charlie, let me ask you a question. Do you agree that she's going to be the president before the 4 years are up?
Absolutely. I think the Democrats put him in place as a placeholder. I think that was their plan all along.
Exactly. I agree. I agree with that. You know, I think, you know, sometimes it's good to play their game, but at the same time, I think we've got to put into the next election, and that's 2022 and then 2024, and do what we can to protect voting in this country. And for that dit, I mean, the president of the United States, God forgive me for calling him a dit, to call the Georgia law a Jim Crow law because you've got to show an ID. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is what they're speaking to. People who don't get a lot of information just say, yeah, it's racist, it's racist. Meanwhile, they move Major League Baseball to Colorado, and they have a shorter time for voting and a stricter voter ID. I mean, it's lunacy. But I agree with you. I think what we've got to really put our energies into is making sure that we change the elections going forward. Anyway, more of your phone calls are coming up right here on the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Sunday morning show. And the results of the question of the week is next. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes since 9/11, when so many people lost their lives while saving others. This year is the foundation's 20th year of honoring and supporting our nation's greatest heroes and their families, thanks to support of people like you. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our country's most severely injured patriots to live more independent lives. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11 by donating $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Thank you for your support.
Tipping the scales when all else fails. The Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
For help, donate $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. So welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. I want to reveal to you the results of last week's question of the week. We asked, will more women come forward to accuse Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment? Well, no more women have come forward since last week, although the total count of women who've accused the embattled governor of harassment now stands at 9. And listen to this. On Friday, a reporter with a local ABC affiliate in Albany captured a photo of a light display that normally reads New York Tough on an Albany skyscraper, which instead displayed New York Touch on Friday night in an apparent jab at Cuomo. It was fixed approximately 20 minutes later after the reporter tweeted out the photo. Go figure. Well, here are the results of 98% of you said yes, more women will come forward while only 2% of you said no. So, yeah, we were mostly wrong, but who knows? Who knows, you know, what's being negotiated now and what isn't? And who knows what's going on with Attorney General Letitia James, who's got a grand jury impaneled, and whether or not, you know, there are alleged victims coming forward and testifying before the grand jury. Look, there are women who will not come out publicly. I know this. But we'll go and testify in front of a grand jury. And for this week's upcoming question of the week, the question that I have is whether or not the number of 170,000 for the month of March will be increased for the month of April. Now, I know that we were not anywhere near the month of April, but I'm going to keep it until the first week in May. So this week's upcoming question of the week, we will ask, will April's numbers for the border incoming increase beyond 170,000 in March? So will April's border numbers surpass March's border numbers? So make sure you chime into the conversation and vote. All you have to do is log on to our website at WABCradio.com at /tag/web-poll. Now, listen again. That sounds like a lot. I know it does. That's WABCradio.com. Then you do a slash, the word tag, /web-poll. Now, I'm not going to read the results of the question next week. I'm going to read them when we the first week in May, when we get the numbers about the April surge at the border. And I don't care what AOC says. It's a surge, whether she likes it or not. Okay, let's get back to the Friends of the Court hotline. And thank you all for calling this morning, the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. All right, Jeannie from Queens wants to talk about packing the court.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Judge Pirro. Thank you so much for your program and for taking my call. I have been losing sleep, and I am so scared and worried about the way they're trying to force this H.R. 1 bill against the voting and packing the court now, because if they do that, can't they just then interpret any law the way they want? They want to nationalize everything. They want to nationalize the education system. They want to brainwash the kids to this terrible white racism which is creeping into everything. They want to say that medical things should favor now groups by color, not by medical need. So I'm worried, and you are the judge. You know about the law. How can we stop this? Because once they do this, we're sunk.
All right, Jeannie. The question that you raise is super important. The effort by the Biden administration to pack the Supreme Court is an effort that he himself thought was a boneheaded idea when his brain was more fully developed than it is now. The truth is, Jeannie, you are absolutely right. They will turn the Supreme Court into a political arm of the Democrat Party, so that every decision will not be based on the Supreme Court as it exists and as it is structured, but instead they will add more justices to reflect the Democrat mindset. And you're right, they will do the thing on critical race theory. They will do the thing on 1619, where they believe the essence of America is, and the genesis of this country is rooted in racism, that America is a racist nation, and that we need to reject the American mentality of America being special and America being exceptional. And therefore, you know, open the borders, make it like a globalist landing spot. We lost that fight, Jeannie, when Donald Trump lost the election. And the sad part about all this is that packing the court has historically been thought of as a bad idea. And the truth is that when you pack the court, then all you do is have another legislative branch of the party in power. So, for example, guns we didn't get a lot, have a lot of time to talk about guns this morning. Guns, they will make them illegal in most states and in most cities. I can predict that. That is their agenda. They don't like guns. They don't like America. They don't like capitalism. They want a tax. I mean, already, I mean, the top, I think, 10% pay 80% of the taxes. I mean, give me a break. And at the end, what they want to do is change everything about America. This is a bad idea, and you hit the nail on the head. It will change this country forever. And the rules are very simple. Every president gets to nominate and put someone on the Supreme Court. And that's what Donald Trump did. He put three on, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. And now they want to dilute and make ineffective the conservative voice on the court. It's a bad, bad situation. Let's talk to Elaine from New Jersey about packing the court. Go ahead, Elaine. Welcome to WABC.
It's just too bad that the Supreme Court didn't have the guts to overturn this election. Didn't they know what was in the mind of the Democrats to overturn, to pack the court and do all this? And open borders and all that, but they didn't have the guts to overturn the election, and that's why we're having all this trouble.
You know what, Elaine? I was going to say that, and I try so hard because I have so many calls. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I was going to say that. The Supreme Court didn't have the balls, the chutzpah, or whatever, the backbone, the spine, whatever you want to call it, to handle those cases. And if Donald Trump didn't have standing, who had standing? I mean, give me a break. And they didn't. And John Roberts, has been a disappointment. We don't know why. Everything from Obamacare to that case out in Las Vegas, where they wouldn't let the church have more than, I think, 50 people. The chapel, I forget the name of it, but the casinos could open, the movie, the big multiplex theaters could open. The Supreme Court said this. They could have 500, however many people they wanted, but the church could only have 50. This is an outrage. It's an attack on our guns. It's an attack on our religion. We've got an attack on our free speech. We've got an attack on everything that is the essence of America and why we are fighting so hard to make America, you know, be the country, the land of the free and the home of the brave. All of the police now have been demonized, demoralized. Their power has been taken from them. And all summer, last summer, we did nothing but watch individuals burn down streets, take out these CAS locations, take away people's livelihoods and businesses. 2,000 cops were injured last summer. And then you've got a DA in Manhattan who says if anyone's been arrested, ask them. I got the internal memo. Ask them if any of the police were abusive and we'll file charges against them. I mean, this is the breakdown of America as we know it. Let's go. Let's take another question. Jimmy from Throgsnack. There, Jimmy?
Hello?
Okay, we lost Jimmy from Throgsnack. I think that we've got, how about Gary from Staten Island?
Esteemed Madam Justice, in Albany, we have another scandal, and your coverage of the border crisis ties in, believe it or not. The Rita Crosby on a Friday let everybody know that the state assembly is passing through $2 billion legislation that will enable $2 billion to go to the pockets of illegal aliens. Hello.
Yes. Yeah, no, you said that. You're absolutely right. I said now illegal aliens in New York will get $16,500 because of the pandemic. They don't have to have anything. They don't have to prove anything other than they're illegal. Okay? If you're illegal, you get $16,500. I mean, this is the end of capitalism. I mean, right now, we've got individuals being brought into our country that are taking jobs away from Americans who are desperate to work, who've lost their own businesses, And right now, we've got to fight to keep America the country that we want. Anyway, I can't believe that we're out of time already. I want to make sure that you join us right back here next Sunday at 11 a.m. sharp for the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. We will break down this week's upcoming week's political and national headlines as we look to bring you justice and order and the real truth. Up next, it's Sid Sports Sunday.